Virginia has 13 days before the fiscal year ends with no budget, no deal, and a state government staring down a shutdown. Governor Abigail Spanberger broke her silence Tuesday, siding firmly with the House plan to keep the data center sales tax exemption, find revenue elsewhere. That puts her in direct conflict with the Senate, which wants to repeal the break early and capture roughly $2 billion. House Speaker Don Scott of Portsmouth then canceled Thursday's special session entirely, saying members will not return until there is a budget ready to vote on. The Senate gavels in Monday, June 22nd. The hard budget deadline is June 30th. The Senate's countermove is a new fee on data center backup generators projected at $1.7 billion over the two-year budget cycle. It sidesteps the exemption fight while taxing the diesel systems that are already the flashpoint in local permitting battles from Loudoun County to Pittsylvania. Watch whether Senate leadership holds that number firm Monday or trims it as a path to compromise. Meanwhile, the House dropped a roughly $74 billion spending plan, $2 billion more than March, with most new money aimed at public education, a $225 million buffer against federal Medicaid cuts, and a line of credit to keep the cannabis retail market alive. Louise Lucas of Portsmouth, the Senate Finance Chair, called the coordinated release of the plan by the House and Governor unprecedented. If nothing moves before July 1st, school divisions, sheriff's offices, and social services departments face real payment uncertainty. On the court's front, the Virginia Supreme Court let stand the ruling killing Arlington's missing middle zoning, freezing denser infill housing in one of the region's most expensive markets, and putting every locality that was watching Arlington on notice. And the Fourth Circuit allowed Virginia's under 21 assault weapons restriction to take effect while litigation continues. Dealers statewide must comply now. Also worth your attention, the $67 billion Dominion NextEra merger still awaits federal approval, with direct implications for residential electricity rates. A measles outbreak in Buckingham County is growing, and two baby giraffes taken from Natural Bridge Zoo during an animal welfare investigation have been recovered safely in Florida. This Friday, more than 60 tall ships parade into Norfolk at 7 a.m. for Sail 250 Virginia, and all Hampton Roads transit service is free all day. For the full briefing, plus restaurants and events near you, visit virginiathisweek.com.